Welcome back to another Sax Monkey episode. I think we are in episode 8. Welcome back, boyos and girlos, to another Sax Monkey podcast. It is 12 o'clock exactly in the morning. Rough start. I know I had like a long day, but like I didn't have any time to like record this episode, so just bear with me. I'm tired. So babies, just come around and listen to your boy Papa Sax, and let's get down to business with this new episode. For y'all watching on the YouTubes, I got little bun action going on top, you know, because I was doing like a face mask. I haven't done that for years, taking care of my skin. It's beautiful. Yeah, and I just finished watching the Heritage Classic, Winnipeg Jets versus Calgary. We won. It's a long game, pretty fucking boring for like Jets fans, but that one goal for Calgary shouldn't have counted. That was a high stick on Tkachuk. I don't like that kid at all. He can eat shit. And, yeah. And the Lowry hit was pretty bad. He'll get suspended for that for sure. It was just stupid. I think Paul Maurice totally, like, ripped ass on them because it's like, come on, guys. It's, like, right after the whistle call, and then you just could like play that shit. So I guess he told him to like just settle down a bit. It's a winter like it's a outdoor game. People come here to see some fun. And yeah, so we got it back. J-Mo with a goal, slap shot in the power play, goal. And then overtime, you know, Kyle Connor, KFC, Kyle fucking Connor takes it up 2-on-1. Pass to Brian Little and scores the goal. And as you can see, I got my jersey here. Captain Blake Wheeler. Let's go. But yeah, that's all for the hockey update. I'm going to Panthers game tomorrow. Well, technically today, against the Edmonton Oilers. So check me out. If you are watching, I have a sign and you will know exactly when you see me. I'm going to be sitting on the side of the Panthers, so check out that. But yeah, anyways, let's get into some stuff. It was a good week. Good week, I guess. I got pretty down on for like a test I did pretty shit on, so I'm talking with the counselor to get some things worked out with my studying. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I've never been good at studying. Like, I don't get it. Like, the heaters, what heaters means, if you don't know, is, like, those, not slackers, but, like, the kids that would, like, go out of the way to, like, skip class, you know, have a little vape session, you know, Subarus, all those fancy cars, but, like, it's not me. I just, procrastination, man. I just can't, like, pen to paper and just, like, sit down and study. It's really hard for me. It's almost at the point where I think I don't, like, who knows? Maybe I have a condition. I don't know. But, like, I can't focus on something. Even in class, I'm just, like, words are going over my head. Maybe that's only for something that I don't care about. Like, other subjects, sure, I probably listen to. Like, film class, I for sure listen to that. But even with that, I just, like, words go over my brain. So, already pretty different start from the last one. I got sorry, I haven't drank water like all day today, but I got a little heat for, like how much I was swearing or just like very like, you know, like very aggressive on my last episode. I'm not trying to keep it down, but I was tipsy that night. So, and it's 12 a.m. here, so it's a big difference there. But yeah, I'm having a blast with this. I can't like describe like even at school, like I get like people telling me like, when's the next podcast? It's like, I'm still happy that's happening. It's been great. It's been really great. Your guys' support is awesome. Thank you very much. But just back with school. I just can't focus with that shit. So yeah. So that new Star Wars trailer, hey? Oh boy. Okay. So I thought about today that I would rank every single Star Wars from like least favorite to favorite. And I just think that's a good cool idea. I mean, it's not original, but I don't give a shit. This is what I feel, and it's probably different from what you guys expect. I'll also do like my favorite kind of like trilogies and stuff. Like, what's like my favorite trilogy to like least favorite trilogy? But the trailer and stuff. I thought it was a little like, okay, I thought it was great, but like, I don't know how this movie's gonna be. It was disappointing, The Last Jedi. Like, I really liked the whole beginning, but as soon as it started from like when the Resistance was like running out of fuel, when they added that like scenario in, and they're like running away from like the bag. I always forget these guys. The bad guys. Sorry, I'll search that up, what they're called. There's a Resistance. Oh, the First Order. Yeah. When they're running away from the First Order, that just kind of like was boring as shit. And yeah. And then the whole like casino scene, just, I hated every, like, it was fun and cool, but like, who gives a shit? And everyone shitted on Rose. Like, yeah, but like, the writing on that character is just so bad. So hopefully she'll just be a better side character. She doesn't need to be a fucking hero. So yeah, let's relax there. But I'll get into that. But the trailer, I thought it was okay. That whole C-3PO, I didn't have any emotion. Like, I love 3PO, but like, he's annoying as shit. Like, it'd be different if R2 were dying. Even BB-8. Like, if it was R2, dude, I'd be bawling. But 3PO, it's, yeah, he's like the biggest third wheel ever. And it's not even like for relationships. He just shows up. He's like, oh, good bother. This is the last time I will see my friends. Like, honestly, he's probably not going to die. Let's relax. It's probably just like him being a fucking shithead again and being like overreacting and stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of like dream sequences. And you also see Palpatine, and it's like, who knows? You know, like, maybe that's like Force ghosts and stuff. Me and my friend were talking about it a lot. Could be like a force ghost, because he is the most powerful Force user, especially in comics, which are canon. So, ow, that hit my nose. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. I can't wait for like the end. I can't wait for it to end. I just want to see how they're gonna end this. You know what I'm saying? I really like the characters. Kylo, like, Kylo Ren's my favorite character in this trilogy. I feel like his character development has really changed from like The Force Awakens to like The Last Jedi. I think The Last Jedi really changed the shit out of him and stuff. So, very epic stuff. So, okay. I'll just search up all, because okay, this is hard, because I could definitely do it if I watch every Star Wars movie again, but I'm not going to do that right now, obviously. So here we go, people. Star Wars movies. Okay. Also, does anybody remember that app, The House Party? Like, remember when it was like popular for like a week? Or like 2 months. You'd always like hear kids like, yo, I'll call you on House Party. And then it's like, that's what FaceTime is for. Like, I never got it. And then as soon as I got it, it wasn't cool anymore. So it's like, awesome. I'm not late to everything. I just like when stuff is a little under, like, stop the hype. So stop the hype. Yeah, stop the hype. That makes no sense. Why did I say that? I'm so tired. But yeah, that was weird. Also, this is just shit in my head today. And also, does anybody remember those I Love Booby bracelets? I saw one the other day. And I'm like, a whole bunch of nostalgia just came back to me because that was the shit. Because kids would think you, like, yeah, it's for a great cause, but people would think you were freaking, like, raunchy as hell. You'd be like, yeah, I love boobies. Nasty old milk sacks, some big-ass titties because I got on my bracelet. You were, like, the kid. You were the bad kid. I had a pink one and a black one. What's up, bitches? What's up? Yeah, so those bracelets were pretty fucking thick. Leave a comment if you remember what I'm saying, please. It would really help out my podcast. Okay, all right. Okay, shit. Okay, so I'm gonna start with the worst. Not the worst, but it's like my least favorite. Okay. My least favorite would have to go to what the fuck was that? Dude, that's scary as shit, dude. I watched Friday the 13th the other day. It was a terrible movie. Like, I watched every single Friday the 13th and Halloween movie. And obviously, after the original Halloween movie, every other movie's just shit. And Friday the 13th, the first movie, is just bad. It's literally like characters you don't give a shit about are dying. And yeah, that's just kind of it. So I'm watching part two, but yeah, they're bad. They're worse than I like remembered. So if you're willing to watch some Halloween movies, I don't suggest it. It's I don't not suggest it. Watch it, but like, just stop. Okay, so my least favorite is The Last Jedi. So we're going to take that out. The Last Jedi is my least favorite. Okay, only because, like I said before, the beginning is great. Just the whole thing with, like recycling, like, the same story, there is a little bit of element into that. But, like, the story is different in a way. There are some elements, like, there is different elements, but the execution isn't, like delivered. You know what I mean? Like, they took some parts from, like, sure, the Empire Strikes Back, but, like, they switch it up, okay? They switched it up. It's very well, like, it's beautifully filmed. Like, the cinematography is great, but, like, that's what I see from, like, all these new modern Star Wars movies. Like, they're really, like, they look super good. But it's just, like, it was kind of boring. Like, every time, because, like, every Star Wars movie that comes out, I always do, a chronological order, like, movie marathon. So, like, I watch, like, the prequels first, then I watch the anthology films, and then the originals, then the sequels. So, yeah, and then it's kind of painful for me to, like, watch The Last Jedi. Like, it's boring. And I hate when people say, like, the beginning is always, like, so, like, some movies are, of the beginnings is just kind of slow. Like, I don't see that. I don't know what they mean. Like, some people say the Joker was a little slow. How? I mean, literally, one of the first scenes is him getting kicked in the ass and him just being fucking depressed. So I don't see how. Yeah. Or just, there's a lot of movies. Because, like, you gotta listen. You gotta be, like, involved. Like, there's always a hook. You gotta be hooked onto, like, a few elements or, like, characters. Then you're, like, right on. You're right on the movie and stuff. So, Last Jedi, like, it was literally, like, the Battle of Hoth, they're all trying to leave, like the rebels are leaving the planet Hoth. The resistance is leaving the planet wherever the fuck they are. And they're all being chased by like the Empire. They're all being chased by the First Order. So it's like now that I watch it a few more times, I could see the similarities, but like it's a different story. So it's like, God, I sound like a camp counselor. Okay, guys. So yeah, Last Jedi, bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, I really love Kylo Ren. Bada bing, bada boom. Last Jedi is last. No, what is next, people? Oh my God, this is epic. Okay, so this is hard. I probably should have thought of it. Thought of it better. Probably Attack of the Clones. Okay. Probably the Attack of the Clones. Now, this one's a toughie for me because I actually like the Attack of the Clones. It's epic, guys. Oh my God. I like the Attack of the Clones because there's a little bit of nostalgia with it. I love the prequels. I'm sorry. I don't give a shit. I love the prequels. I love the story. I love the story completely. Like, but it's just the execution wasn't that good. Like, there's some, like, and then it comes with, like, the memes and stuff, all the gifs. It's, like, it's such a memeable thing that it's, like, I honestly love it better now. Because it's, like, would Star Wars be the same without it, people? Really? Would it? Come on. Come on. It just, like, holds a little part in my heart. And I love it. So, but the Attack of the Clones isn't, like, my favorite from the prequels. Like, ooh, I hate sand and just all that stuff is just meh. So, but I do like the love story between Padme and Anakin. It's a little weird at times, but I love it. So it's just like epic. And it's just like that whole thing where they have to be like secretive on Naboo, and it's just like the whole thing, like anger with like Obi-Wan and Anakin. It's just like, dude, and it's just, yeah. And then some of the CGI is pretty bad, but like, yeah. Just so, yeah, Attack of the Clones, so that is there. So got that out of the way. See, I like A New Hope, but sometimes it's just like, I don't know. There are, like, depending where, like, this movie goes, but, like, Revenge of the Sith is, like, I could watch that movie anytime because I just love it. Like, I love Revenge of the Sith, so that's probably going to be up high. This is, okay, now this is kind of tough. Probably A New Hope. No. Because, okay, well, I'm not. I feel dumb for saying that. Because, like, look, okay. I love the Phantom. Okay, the Phantom Menace is going to probably. Is going to go next. So, the Phantom Menace. I love it. Like, I like the pod racing stuff. It could have been shortened down a little bit in that area. But. It's the thing I like about the prequels. I think it's more expanded. You get to see more of like civilizations and different planets and how they, what they do and stuff and what they do for work. And Tatooine's a fucking shithole. It is terrible. Like, dude, slaves, gambling. Like, it's just, it's shit. It's so bad. Like, don't go there. Okay, like, oh my God. So it's just, it's nice to see like Naboo. It's one of my favorite planets in the Star Wars universe. So Yeah, it could be boring at times, The Phantom Menace, but that final battle scene, like, that bumps it up. So, that bumps it up. Next is probably A New Hope. Look, it's a classic. Can't go wrong with it. But The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi is better, in my opinion. Wait, no. No, it's not. Nah. Because A New Hope is like a masterpiece. You go from a boy, like this always blows my mind. Luke Skywalker, like, a few weeks is just, like, training. No, he was, like, in Tatooine, being a little farmer bitch. And he's trained a little bit. And then a few weeks, he's blowing up the Death Star. Bada bing, bada boom, bada ba. So, never mind. A New Jedi stays where it is. A New Hope, sorry, is not going anywhere. This is hard because I wish I should have I watched all of them before, but I wasn't in the mood. This might change months from now. Even like my favorite movies, like again, I that keeps changing. So, you know, like I love the I love the anthology films. So. But there's, okay, like, there's not one Star Wars movie I just despise. Like, I don't despise them because I love Star Wars. Yeah, it's probably Rogue One. Rogue One. And then, probably Return of the Jedi. Yeah, Return of the Jedi should go there. And then we gotta do, so far it's The Last Jedi, Attack of the Clones, The Phantom Menace, Rogue One, Return of the Jedi, and then, this is toughy. Because I love Solo. Like, Solo is definitely one of my favorite Star Wars movies ever. I just love it so much. So good. Like, probably, The Force Awakens. And then, yeah, The Force Awakens. I think it's pretty fair. But it's just, when it came out, it was just so good. So I don't know. Damn it. Because it's like when Star Wars came back. And it's like, that feeling, man. You know what? I'm about to kill it. I'm about to make people hate me more. I'm going to put A New Hope instead. And then I'm going to put The Force Awakens. Did I just do that?
Yes, I did.
What are you going to do about it, bitch? Come at me. Come at me, bitch. Fuck. Bang. I did not expect this to take this long. I'm really sorry. But it's probably boring as shit. So you should probably, like, that's my phone. You should probably, like, watch us on YouTube then. But I'm really sorry this is taking forever. The Force Awakens. Solo. That's actually fucking accurate. That's fucking accurate. Return. No. Revenge of the Sith. And then, of course, Empire Strikes Back. This comes as a no surprise because it's like, that's everyone's favorite Star Wars film, but like, it's just, it's so fucking good, dude. Like, Hoth, like, the Battle of Hoth is just a masterpiece, and then him just, like, training, and then Cloud City is just, like, so memorable for me. Like, everything about that movie, like, the, oh, just so good. The Millennium Falcon, Flying to Cloud City is just like one of my favorite scenes ever. And so, yeah. So at last we have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So at ninth we have Attack of the We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've been told all week I can't do math, and I can't. Like, holy shit, I'm getting dumber by the days. So at number 10, we have The Last Jedi. 9, Attack of the Clones. What the fuck? 8, The Phantom Menace. 7, Rogue One. 6, Return of the Jedi. 5, A New Hope. 4, Force Awakens. 3, Solo. 2, Revenge of the Sith. And number 1, Empire Strikes Back.
Do you agree with my list? Leave a comment and subscribe.
So yeah, actually, let me know what your favorite Star Wars movie is. And you know what? Hell, I'll make a list about it too. Now, I'm going to go with... obviously, the original, you can't go wrong with that, is my favorite trilogy. The anthology films, I wish Obi-Wan had a movie, but so that's why it's going to be lower, because I think Solo took the cake. I love Rogue One. I don't give a shit what people say. It's such a great story. Like, fuck you. It has a different side. It's like these anthology films, which is Solo and Rogue One, have a different, like, story and feel of Star Wars, so it's, like, it's more raunchy, it's more, like, dark and shit, so why wouldn't you like that? Come on. It's great. It's like if DC were to make a Star Wars movie, and a lot of you fucking assholes are gonna be like, fuck you, Kyle, you don't know shit, because it's probably something you never heard before, you cunt. Suck my dick, it's my opinion. But yeah. Yeah. Originals, my favorite. Prequels, for show. Taking second. And then sequels. Then anthology films. That's only just because there's two. Like, I like Solo. Like, Solo for me is like miles ahead better than Rogue One, because I think it was just like unexpected for people to like, of course there's mixed reviews, but I think it's unexpected for me to like it. Like, I didn't expect like the first scene is just like the soundtrack was like one of my favorite ones, probably like best soundtracks in a movie I've ever seen. Like, just really added like the feel to it. And I love like his world, like the gambling and like the just being the bad boys. So Love the origin story, Emilia Clarke's characters. Muy, muy, muy. Whew. I love her. I have a poster in my room. what else am I going to talk about? Yeah. So happy for my boys, the Winnipeg Jets. So happy. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. That really took forever. I'm really sorry. And also, let's talk about Pirates of the Caribbean being rebooted. Why? Just Disney, now you're just asking for more money, because you're a fucking cunt. Because you go to Disney World or Disneyland, and then because all these like rides or areas of the park are made specifically for Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow, and your Pirates of the Caribbean, the vibes in it is it's time, so you can't remake it and make it better, because your last two movies sucked. I didn't like them. No. And there's a theory where when you put Jack Sparrow in as the lead, you just made it worse. That I can't agree on, because honestly, fuck, I forgot the guy, Orlando Bloom's character, he is the lead. He should have just kept being the lead, but just, Jack Sparrow's a great character. He's more of like a close lead. You know what I'm saying? He's just, it's, I don't know. But remaking that with the same characters, good luck. Keira Knightley is hot as shit. And also, she's a badass. So, good luck. Orlando Bloom, dude, hot as shit and a badass. Johnny Depp, hot as shit. What a badass. You can't replace them. You can't replace the characters. You can't replace the personalities. You can't, like, dude. Like, look, I know the last two movies are bad. You could argue being like, why not? Just, it makes no fucking sense. I'm not saying it's like remaking it as like Star Wars, but like, it sort of is. It is what it is, so just don't touch it. You're just asking for more money. Disney, stop. I talked about you in my first episode ever. Just don't do it. Don't do it, you stupid fucking motherfucker. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I got a little crazy. Yeah, So, Justin Bieber got married the other day, again, to the same woman, twice. Wow. Dude, that's how you know you're, like, rich as shit, and you could just throw away your money whenever you want, because not only are you rich as shit, you're white as fuck. Like, you only, like, that's like renewing your vows, bro. That's renewing your vows. You only do that when you're old and you think it's cute. This isn't cute. This is being an asshole. Like, I have a little feud with that guy because of what he said to the Winnipeg Jets. So ever since, in any post I see, I'm going to keep commenting, "Go Jets, go," until I'm blocked. That is my life goal at this moment. Thank you. So tag me in and I will comment, "Go Jets, go," on Justin Bieber. For that, I will love you forever. But yeah, that, like, it was literally like, I think it was like a 2-week span before they got married again. Rich as shit, white as shit, dick. And also, there's a feud. I don't know what's going on, but, like, supposedly Selena Gomez made... Stop fucking buzzing. Jesus, I hate group chats. Don't put me in a group chat. I'm not responding. Fuck you. Don't. Anyways. Jesus, sorry. My science Kyle came out, and that's like a little inside joke with the Edit Studios people. Before I get there, what was I saying? So Justin Bieber, there's like a little, it's like a little shenanigans going on. Selena Gomez released a song or something, I think, totally dissing Hailey, whatever the fuck her name is. Hailey, I don't know her name. I don't really care. What does she do? I know she's famous because her dad's famous. I forgot his name too, but like, what do you do? And also, I saw some old pictures. They were like friends and stuff, and now they're married. It's like, oh, it's cute. Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. But yeah, Gomez made a song, and then she was like, ah, fuck you, I'm gonna put a song on my story that's like, I'm gonna kill you, and then she denies it. Dude, that was very intentional, because, like, give me a break, because everyone at that time was posting on their stories like, oh my god, Selena just dissed the shit out of her. You post that, you're looking for beef, Hailey, whatever your name is, so get on a level to fight her. Fight her like a man. Fight her like a woman. Fight her. Just fight her. Let's see some blood. Also, Gomez, get over him. He's not that great. You're not that great. So just... Celebrities are weird. Okay? We're weird. I consider myself a celebrity. Thank you very much. My podcast is going places. So, you better start saying sorry at this moment, because when I'm gone, ain't nobody could be around me, okay? What am I saying? God damn, holy moly. But yeah, just not good. So anyways, with like the edit studio stuff, for you guys, I will talk about science. Now, science class is insane. It's another class where I don't really pay attention. It's because I can't. I need to step it up, of course, but like, holy crap, Alex and Brad, you guys are insane. You guys stress me out every day. I can't focus. We had Edit Studios awards night. Fuck, can't talk. Edit Studios awards night. It was a lot of fun. I think some of it's recorded, so I think a video might be up soon. But it was a lot of fun. There was voting involved for like goofy awards, like best worst beard award went to me, which makes no sense because I'm the only fucking one that could grow facial hair, except Marco's, but I can grow the better facial hair. Thank you very much. burn. But yeah, just stuff like that, a lot of fun. And then found out one of my friends had sex for the first time, and I'm like, wow, man, I'm proud of that. Also, why is it shamed on to have sex at this age? Well, yeah, obviously, like, be protective, don't have a baby, because if you have a baby, dude, I have some sympathy for you, but if you're gonna be a fucking idiot and just go raw dog, and then you're like, oh shit, I have a baby, you know what? I'm sorry, but then on the other hand, I'm not sorry, because it's like, you were an idiot, you were thinking with your pussy, and you were thinking with your cack, so what the hell? But yeah, my friend had told me in the truck when we were driving over to, you know, the awards night that he had the big ding-ding-ding-gong, so shout out to him, really proud of you. I'm not going to give out details, so he might come on one day and tell you guys about it. But yeah, really proud of you. It's a shame because I've been in a relationship for like a year and have not had my dick wet. That is funny. Oh, I'm gonna regret saying that, am I? I'm not drunk. Try to rewind that. Yeah, Edit Studios night was hella fun. Loved it. Thank y'all for letting me come and letting me win that shitty beard award and small cock award. Wait, I didn't win small cock award, or I didn't win big award. I won for average, which wasn't even awarded. So thank you. I really love that. And also, you guys saw my Instagram story about all this Skona Whiteout stuff. Now, what you don't know, that's a school. That's a school here in Edmonton for all the BC people. And the one guy in New Jersey, this school, we don't have any rivalry with. It's just like, I was bored out of my mind because they posted Whiteout, which is Winnipeg Jets thing. It's been our thing since the 80s. Some basketball teams try to do it, but that's gay and stupid. Yeah, you have a bigger market, but that's our thing, so fuck you. Because the thing is, like, it was a Skona classic, and then it's not a classic if you've been, like, how long has your school been a boot? Like, I want to know, because when was Skona opened? Oh. Well, okay. Well, yeah. It's probably located in the school is Fred. Okay. Well, fuck you. Your whole thing was founded in 1908. but it was a campus in 1955. And it's a high school until 2014. What? Y'all are weird. So, yeah, your fucking colors are gold and red. So, shut the fuck up about white. It's not your thing. It's just being a... This is, okay, you know what? Okay, restart. Hi, my name is Kyle Houghton. And I'm going to make a little snippet and send to you, Strathcona, that it was a troll. And I just... This is my face. This is me, Sax Monkey Podcast. What is up? Now, I was trolling you guys a little bit, and we just had a little bit of goofing gasp. I think personally, you should have not done the whiteout because it is the Winnipeg Jets thing. Now, it goes back to 1987. I almost said the B word, but I can't because Catholic school, which you're not. So I will just say that. So it was a little bit of goofing a gaff, but again, Skona classic. Don't do a whiteout. It doesn't make any sense. Brought to you by Coca-Cola. It's good. Fuck. So thank you very much. That was nice. I think let's get into some questions and call it a night. How about that? I've been playing a lot of Mario Odyssey. I finished it, but... Like, I finally finished it. I'm getting back on Nintendo. Like, I've been saying that for the last two episodes. I'm finally back on. Let's go, guys. We're playing that a lot, and I have not been playing Chell a lot. So, drastic changes. My ears just went numb. Ow. Okay. It's a lot of fun. There's so much you could do with that. It's, like, just freedom, dude. Like, you could... I don't even want to think it's... One of the best Mario games. I love Mario games to begin with. I think like Mario Galaxy 2 was like definitely one of my all-time favorite games. And I'm finally watching Breaking Bad again. Because again, that's like the last two episodes I said I should watch it. And look where I am. I'm watching it. Season 2. Slowly taking time. I've been seeing snippets of El Camino. But it's not like a thing where I'm like, oh no. It's not like... It's not like Endgame where I'm like, if you fucking spoil that for me, I'm going to kill you. Like, sure, I think down the season I'm going to be a little bit pissed, but I get the gist of it. I know Walter White dies, so, he's kind of a bitch anyways. I feel bad for Jesse Pinkman, so, because he got him all wrapped up in this. Like, fuck you, bud. I hope you die, bitch. Did I just say that? Are you Breaking Bad fans could be crazy? Okay, let's get into some questions. My computer's about to die. Dusty_56. Why should we eradicate redheads? Eradicate. What the fuck does eradicate mean? I'm slow, Dusty. Sorry. Oh, fuck up. Like, okay. Destroy redheads? No, don't destroy redheads. You guys are cool. I mean, I don't get the whole thing why redheads are, like, mean. Or there's some redhead memes or something. I don't get it. I like a lot of redheads. So, y'all are cool. I don't want to destroy you. That's mean. That's very mean. Okay, Alex Sonic 2002 asks, talk about science class for fuck's sakes if you want good content. I bring the highest content and the highest quantity, bitch. I already talked about science class, Alex, so fuck you. Love you, but yeah. Arca 2, I still don't know how to say your Instagram name. I'll just only do 3 today because I'm tired. He asks, well, shout out to Kelowna. Hope you're having a great time over there because you moved there. Come back and visit and chill. And how about every time we hang out, let's not drink because... I feel heavily influenced by your drinking. Okay. Grad pranks with an emoji doing question mark. Grad pranks. So far, I'm not in with the whole gist of grad pranks. No one's talking about grad pranks right now. I was thinking about streaking, but I think after doing that, walking back into school after that won't be the same. So maybe not. Maybe not. What about the film industry? How it's going? I think it's great. I think it's being saved. Because I think everyone's a fucking douchebag and thinks they know what they're talking about with movies. Like, that's what I just did. Because everyone thinks they know what they're talking about. And every single time someone goes to a movie, they're like, I have the highest taste for movies because I went to this movie instead of a superhero movie. Big dick gang. Film industry is great. Hell yeah, brother. Helicopter parents. What is that? Google helicopter parents. Let's see what that is. Uh-oh, guys. Helicopter parents. A parent who takes an overprotective... What? Or excessive interest in the life or of their child or children. Noah, you okay? is this from personal experience, Noah? Is this from personal experience? He didn't ask that, but I'm asking him. Is it helicopter parents? Dude, my parents are not involved like that. Me and my mom have a pretty great relationship. My dad, great relationship, but I don't think he's interested in my life that much excessively. So I don't know if this is for, like, do you need help? Okay. Satanism, it's good. Cults, love it. Witchcraft and wizardry, yes. Skiing / boarding. Boarding's better. Skiing sometimes could be real. Y'all are real bunch of cunts sometimes. Just skiing the whole fucking zigzag of the mountain. It's like, yeah, I know snowboarders. We just go down fast. Straight the fuck down. But hey, I don't know. Snowboard, as long as we're having fun, there's no debate. Right? So, at this point, right now, I'm going to end the podcast, guys. I'm so sorry if I sounded like a fucking, I can't even speak. Okay.